if you will, this morning, turn to the book of Joshua. And I ain't gonna be in that but a few minutes. Then we will go home. But, you know, I think it's... You say, well, preacher, you just took too long. Well, let me ask you something. Was there anything that I said that I should be ashamed of? So, you know, that's the way, you know, sometimes, don't ask me why he does it that way, but he does it. I mean, no, I ain't gonna be up here that long, sweetheart.
We'll do it, stand up.
Huh? Joshua chapter 1. I'm gonna read 1-5. Joshua, chapter 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joseph, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Joshua, commissioned Moses, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over to this Jordan, thou and thou and all the people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Thou shalt not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, as I will be with thee, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Within them 5 verses there, and then over here in the chapter 23rd of Joshua, chapter in verse 14, 23 and verse 14, it says, and behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and ye knew in all thy heart and in all thy soul that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake according you And God spake concerning you. All are come to the pass unto you, and not one thing has failed thee. Within these verses, there's one word in them verses there, they're where we had just read. Within them verses, which word would you want to pick out? And you study that word. One word. Does anybody know what they think it may be? Well, probably will surprise you. Which this is Joshua speaking. He's speaking about Moses, speaking about the death of Moses. But he was also explaining to the people there that the Lord was not going to fail now Moses because he's gone. He has taken his final flight. He's not there anymore. The Lord God had promised him so much as long as Moses was serving him. And even before Moses started serving him, and when Moses was just really within the world, the Lord was preparing Moses for what he was going to have to do. And you know the story about Moses, that Moses come up and he told the Lord, he said, Lord, he said, you know, I can't speak, and you want me to go speak to these people? They know more words than I can ever get out of my mouth. I'm not an eloquent speaker. I have a stammering tongue. I stutter. They ain't gonna understand me. God says, Moses, you mean they ain't gonna understand you? He said, no. He said, the only reason you understand me is because you're God. And you can understand any kind of language that's ever spoken. But you know I can't speak to the people. I can't speak to the people and what you want me to do for you. He said, but. God said, but. Moses, I'm going to tell you a little something. This is the first time to mention of the Holy Spirit. God told Moses, says, Moses, don't you have a brother? You have any more siblings? He said, yeah, he says, I got several more. Well, he says, who's the one that you trust? And who's the one that you put your faith in? He said, well, God, you know, I put all my faith in you. But I didn't ask you that, Moses. I asked you about your siblings. Who can you put your trust in? Which one of them can you put your trust in and not worry about it? He said, well, I really don't know. Because, you know, all of them are pretty good. I mean, they'll behave and everything, and they love you, Lord. And said, the devil asked, one of them can speak. They can speak fine. They don't have no stutter. They don't worry about speaking eloquent words, because they can speak the eloquent words if that's what the people want to hear. They can speak them. He said, but I'm looking for somebody to speak for you on your behalf. Moses got to thinking. And he probably told God, so God said, you know, I really don't know which one that I want to speak for me, so it could get to you. And God asked him, sister says, do you have a brother named Aaron? He said, yes, sir, I do. Says, he's a good man. Says, he's a godly man. He loves you, Lord. Lord says, I know he does. Do you trust him? Oh, yeah, I trust him. I trust him with everything I got. I know he's not going to fail me. That right there is the key word that I'm looking for. Fail. Fail. How many times have we failed God in day-to-day life? And we had prayed for the Lord to speak to us that day, to give us something to where we can go and be a witness for him. But yet, we failed him because we did not even go that day, because we come home from work. And I said, Lord, I just don't believe I can go tonight, because I worked all day. And it was tough today. Man, we was overboard with this and that coming in. I said, I just don't know. He said, Lord, I promise you, Lord, I'll go out tomorrow for you. I promise you, I'm going out tomorrow for you. But see, what the individual that says that, what they don't realize is, the next day, they have doubled up on their choosing. Instead of making one stop that particular day, they had a stop that they had to fill in for the other day. So they got to make two stops. And then you keep on, you miss another day. Miss another day, and miss, then the next thing they said, Lord, I'm so sick today, I can't even go to work today. I can't, I hurt. And if I don't know what's wrong with me. If you think about it, he does. He knows what's wrong with him. He was trying to get up doing God's work. And he got out of doing God's work several times. And we have to make up that work. That's just like a child. When that child goes to school, and when the teacher gives them some homework to do, and then that child goes home and really don't tell the parents exactly what went on and occurred that day, that she had not turned in the homework from the day before.
So the teacher doubled up on him. The teacher says, now, I'm going to give you one more chance. You got to go and you got to do the homework that you did not pass in. You got to do that, which was done the other day. And you didn't turn it in, and right now, I haven't put a score down for you. But if you don't turn it in, you're going to get a score. And the score that you're going to get is not going to be the score that you're looking for. And it's going to hurt your other scores, the scores that you've had before this one. It's going to hurt. Your scores is going to drop. But if you do happen to go and take that one, you take it home and you start studying it, and then you start answering the questions, and then you turn it in the next day, and the teacher says, well, where's the other one at? Where's the other assignment at? He said, well, I didn't have a one. That's the one that you told me that I needed. I need to have that one turned in so I can pass the grade. How many did you miss? How many tests did you miss this week? Or last week? How many have you missed? What? It was 2 days that I hadn't turned it in. She said, well, you got to turn the other one in too. That's where the immature children and even adults working on a job at a company, that's when they realize that they did not finish the task that was before them. But Moses knew what God was going to tell Aaron. And he was going to tell Aaron, he says, Aaron, your brother Moses, he's filled all his tasks before. But now he's got one that he says he can't do. But I know he can if he would try. You know, we can be a better Christian if we try. If we don't try, no, we're not going to be a better Christian. We're going to be in the same rut that we're in. We're going to be stagnated. But Joshua told Moses, he said, Moses, I'm going to allow your brother to take the mouthpiece that you have, and he's going to speak the word. And no doubt God said, Moses, would you pray for him? He said, sure. See, Moses knew that God was not going to fail him. And then Aaron came on the scene, and he started going out and visiting the people and speaking to them. And he knew God's word and his and what he'd been doing. Won't fail. God does not fail in anything. There's no kind of task that God has not come up with and asked somebody to do that task where that task would be gone and be done away with. Where nobody would do it. Yeah, you got somebody out here doing it. Probably got some people right here. We're going to maybe ask you, would you mind doing this? Would you mind doing this for the Lord? Well, what a whole lot of people say. Would you mind going and seeing if you can do this? And you say that you can't do it because you just don't know how to come up with a Sunday school lesson or something for the people. You don't know how to get together with the people in your church to get together put the fellowship altar where we can have a gathering that afternoon or some Saturday afternoon and have a little picnic or whatever. You don't think you can do it? Nobody can do anything if they don't try. First of all, you got to try. You got to try doing it. And once you try doing it, you'll come to find out it wasn't as hard as you thought. But you did learn something within it and what you done. You've seen where you made just maybe one or two minor mistakes. But you're willing, and the Lord is willing to use you to build up your faith in Him to where He can take and He can build up your trust and your faith to the other people that, yes, I want to do it at all costs. Does anybody think that Jesus wanted to go into that bar or what it was, anything, when he went in and he turned the tables over? Did you think that Jesus, when Jesus was walking to that building and about ready to go in, did he think for very one second that he was going to have to go inside and he was going to have to get angry and he was going to have to turn the tables upside down? No, I do not think he was thinking that way. I do not think he was thinking that way. He knew what was going on. Even at that young age, he knew what was going on. But he didn't give up. He said he learned some things. He had learned some things that day. That, yes, there were some people in that had been following Jesus. No doubt. Do we have anybody here this morning that from right now, but in the past, from the time we got saved until yesterday, have we followed the Lord? Have we done what He's asked us to do? Have we? Have I done what the Lord has asked me to do? And I'm going to be the first to tell you, no, I haven't always done that. And I'm ashamed of it. So, if I didn't do it, then I cannot come to you and expect you to do it. If I can't do it, I should not expect anybody else to do it, because I couldn't. I need to set the example in what goes on. Who sets the example for me to see what's going on? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. They set the example before me. What God speaks to me
about certain things that he would love to see happen. And you have to realize when we bring stuff up and maybe something is being brought up that you've never had to do before, but the reason it was brought up is because the Lord says we need to look at it different. When we look at it different, if it was at our home, we would ask somebody to come by and help us. We should never be ashamed of asking other people to come by and help. And I'm not ashamed. And the reason I'm not ashamed of asking anybody, come by and just, if they could just come to here and look at it and give us a price. And they not to charge me. I'm not looking for them not to come and give me, look at it and spend an hour day here to look at it and go over everything and then come up with a price of what they charge. And I'm not expecting them to come and to do all of that without the church. Without the church giving them a little love offering. Why is it called a love offering? Because we give it to them because we love them. We love them because they are God's children. They may not be saved, but it's going to take us. It's going to take me to go to them and to give them the word. Then it's going to take the Holy Spirit to do his part. Bring conviction. And you say, well, what I said to him and what I explained to him, you know, I don't see how the Holy Spirit can take that and use that and bring the individual under conviction. But he can. He can. This book right here, it's got over 173,000 words in it. So you got 173,000 words here that has the answer to any question that you want to come up with. Any question you want to make up. The answer's still right here. Still right here. But the reason we don't ask the Lord, Lord, for the situation I'm going through. And I know this question. And I know you have an answer for it. And it's in your word somewhere. But can you show me where it's at, Lord? Can you show me where the answer to my question is? And you pray and you ask him to help you to realize what's the answer to the question. What's the answer to the question? I can tell you what the answer is. The answer is what God says it is. And it's right here. I mean, you got people now out here, they trying to come up with
some of the craziest and some of the stupidest questions that I've ever heard in my life. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. Now, Father God, I know that maybe I do go over, Lord. But Father, we know, Lord, that what time we've spent here, that your word was given. And the reason I know it was your word is because you had spoke to me here this morning about what was going on. Father, please. Lord Jesus, I'm begging. I'm begging and I'm pleading with you, Lord, to help each one of us that is here this morning at Faith Baptist Church as we leave this building today and as we get to our homes or get to where we're going next. Father, allow people to see us that they can see us with a smile. They can see us with a grin. And they would not see us with a mouth full of prunes and a mind worth of gossip. That your love will be there that we can tell the people that God loves you. God loves you. And if we'll say it in a way that God wants us to say that to the individual will know sometime that day or even that right moment that yes, I know that you love me, God. I've had other people to tell me the same thing. But I've never told you that I'm lost. And the Lord, he didn't come back and say, oh, I knew that. I knew you was lost. I knew that. No, the Lord don't come that way. I don't believe. I believe he takes what word the people have said and let the individual to hear those same words that come out of the other individual's mouth. That yes, all they have to do is accept Jesus Christ. He's there and he's waiting for you to just to come in and accept him. Where I can come in and I can accept you just like you are. You don't have to have on no different clothes. You don't have to do anything at all. Only thing you have to do is come and just say, Lord, I'm lost. And I've tried on my own to find what was making me so unhappy. And Lord, and I've tried everything. Nothing has satisfied. Nothing has brought any kind of happiness my way. So Lord, this morning, I'm going to ask, Father, would you please speak to the people? Father, yes, there's not but seven of us here, six.
And I believe with all my heart that everyone here is saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus. But Father, the only heart that I know this morning is my own heart. I know what kind of feeling I have within my heart and my soul. I know what kind of love I have for people. That you've given me that type of love. But Father, I don't know nobody else's heart. But would you this morning or sometime today, Father, search at their heart. Yeah, they may be saved, but it's something. It's something that is just beating them down. Maybe it's a son or a daughter. Maybe giving some kind of trouble around the house. Or that they know that their children are not saved. And yes, the parents, if they're any kind of parents at all, whether they are saved or lost, I believe that they want the very best that they can give their child. So, Father, today, I thank you. Every child needs to be in church somewhere, whether he's having the preaching of God's love, and whether they can get to know Jesus and get to go and be, if somebody starts speaking about Jesus or speaking about the church services of that day, that young man or that young lady would drift away from where they're at that moment of the gossip and everything else, that they'll drift away from that and drift in to the thinking and the giving of God's word. Father, if we have anybody here this day, that they're not really 100% sure, and I'm not talking about 99.9999%. I'm talking about 100% qualifies in what they've done, and ask Jesus to save their soul. Father, if there's one here this morning, and I know they've been in church a long time, but yet, Father, yeah, even preachers, I've even heard of preachers go to Jubilees and stuff, and they'll come back and they'll tell the church, says, I got to resign today. And then the people ask, what are you resigning for? He said, because last week I won't say. And I've been teaching and I've been preaching to you. And I wasn't saved. I said, how can I be your pastor in trying to live a double life? So I'm resigning, effective now, of being your pastor. And I heard of one elderly lady there in the congregation. She stood up, and one of the men said, well, you know what the Bible says about ladies speaking up in church? She says, yes, I sure do.
says they should not speak up. But if they don't have anybody else, if they don't have the husband or somebody else within the family that can come and speak on their behalf. I'm sorry, I've got to speak that to them. Look at what he's done. Just look at what he has done in the time that he was lost. And then in the time that he was dying and going to hell. And he was preaching us the Bible. And he was preaching against hell. He was preaching against this and that, immorality. But he also brought up salvation. If this church could grow as much as it had grown with him being here, and he was lost all them years, I want to ask everyone in here today that's standing right now, I want you to ask yourself this question. And the pastor, he's still up there. He hasn't been dismissed. But it was an elderly lady said, now I want you to ask your question this. Look at what he's done for this church. Look at how many people that he has drew in. And so many different things now we're doing. And he was lost back then. Can you imagine what's going to happen now? Since he finally confessed it. And he said he's saved now. He said he could drop dead right here today. And I honestly believe that he would say it was not nobody's fault. It wasn't God's fault. It wasn't y'all's fault. The only fault it was the fault of the devil. Because the devil knew where he had me. And he did not want me to get saved. But look what we can do now. With a pastor that is on that's saved and on fire for you. Thank you, Lord, for that testimony that I heard a couple of years back, Father. That done something to me then. Yes, you get saved anytime you want to. And yes, and the devil can make like that you're saved, you're sanctified, you're separated, and you're righteous, and you're all of these things. Because that's what his job is. His job is to say some scripture from God's word. To keep the individual from coming to God. Father, I ask, Lord Jesus, that you continue to be with that church. Continue to be with that pastor, Father. Lord, and I do ask you one other thing today. Be with us as we go our separate ways, Father. And Father, yes, we need some help here. We need some help. We need some info. We want to come in here and just join with us and fellowship with us, but also help us in getting some of the things done that need to be done around here. And yes, Lord, and send us some wives that can come in and help the ladies here to do some things to where it will bring them all closer to you, Father. And we thank you, Father, what you've just spoken to us about today.
In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.